Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion 12th Hour. In the Oregon Texas, today is December the 21st, 2023, or the 3/9, 2027. We will start our first service today. First song to be named, Blessed Redeemer.
Self is mountain, hundred soul mourn. Of Yeshua, my Savior, alien born. Facing for a sinner, death on the cross. May he might save them from endless long. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, saints now I see them on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading. Running and heeding, dying for me. Father, forgive them, thus did he pray. Even though his life, Lord, confessed away. Praying for sinners, but in such woe, no one but Yahshua ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, since I see him on Calvary's tree.
Our sermon, taken from Tommy Green's Volume 1, Number 36. We're going to start at the very beginning on page 1. It says, comfort you, my people. April the 12th, 1947, by B.T. Holler. This is, last week, we finished studying, the 35th chapter of the book of the Isaiah. Now, since, as can be readily seen, chapter 36 through 39, inclusive, interrupt with the historical day or the data of the theme of the Isaiah prophecy, we shall continue where inspiration picks up the thread of the thought in chapter 40 with a tender plea unto Yahweh's message bearing people, Isaiah 40 verse 1 and 2. Comfort ye my people, saith Yahweh. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Yahweh's hand double for all her sins. Verse 2 leaves no doubt that inspiration is speaking unto your people in the latter days, the days in which the warfare, pilgrimage, and set activity let's do that again. Verse 2 of Isaiah 40 leaves no doubt that the inspiration is speaking unto our people in the latter days, as the days in which the warfare with the captivity of the Yahweh's weary people are accomplished, having received double for their sin and rebellion, their iniquity is pardoned, and are now soon to be delivered. You cannot afford to overlook this comforting message. You must not neglect to make ready. But that is the reason that it is now unsealed and freely delivered unto you. Prepare to meet thy Yahweh. This is this keynote. Now, let's do that again. Prepare ye to meet thy Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh. This is a keynote. Isaiah 40 verse 3. For the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Yahshua, make straight in the desert a highway for our Yahshua the Son. 2, verse 3 found fulfillment in the work of John the Baptist. That the verses preceding and also the verses following definitely apply unto the people in the latter days, and only partially unto the people in the John's day. Therefore the truth stands out boldly that the direct fulfillment of this chapter is found in our time, thus making John's work an ensample of our work, John's work the type and ours the antitype. For the wilderness and the desert, Isaiah 40 verse 3, in the contrast unto the vineyard, the house of Judah, literally, and then it typically says, the voice of him that crieth in the land of the Gentiles, that says, prepare ye the way of the Yahshua, make straight in the Gentile world a highway for our Yahshua, the Son. Isaiah 40, verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. To make this highway straight, the voice is, as it were, to raise up the valleys, or cut through the mountains and hills, and grind down the rough places. That is, every obstruction must and will be removed, for the saints must be gathered regardless of where they live. Isaiah 40, verse 5. And the glory of the Yahshua shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahshua has spoken it. Then this shall come to pass as soon as the highway is made ready. Isaiah 40, verse 6 to 8. For the voice said, cry, and he said, for shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flowers of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the spirit of the Yahshua bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahshua shall stand forever. For the voice proclaims that all are grass, that all the goodliness in man is as the flowers of the field. But the word of the Yahweh stands forever. It must be then that men are blind unto these realities, else they would not need to be reminded of them. It must be that they are departed upon dependent upon the flesh instead of on the word of the Yahweh and His Spirit. Isaiah 40, verse 9 to 11. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up and to the high places of the Jerusalem. That bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with the strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of the Judah, behold your Yahshua, behold Yahshua will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead these that are with young. For the message that this chapter contains, it's not a message for the preaching unto the world. Verily, for the cities of the antiquated Judah, the purified church of David, antiquated David. Actually, that they're referring to the Seventh-day Adventist church here in the 12th parabolic hour. And those who proclaim it are the citizens of the antipodal Mount Zion, the 12th hour, and Jerusalem, which is the capital of Judea, the lawgiver, house of David, where the ensign resides, the Yahshua sent upon the throne of David, meaning Yahshua and David together constitutes the ensign, members of the church, he says. They are fearlessly, they lift up their voices with the strength. They are to explain that the people whom the Yahweh uses to get this work done are his own, that they are to rule for him, that his reward is with him. As that arm. So the 144,000 house of David, the lawgiver, rules for Yahshua and Yahweh the Father. So it says, and his work yet before him, that's before Yahshua, because he's already come back, but his work is before him, that he shall feed his flock, and with his arm, house of David, parenthesis, he shall gather the lambs, the newly converted, and carry them in his into his kingdom. Okay, it says Isaiah 40, verse 12 to 20. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in the scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the spirit of the Yahweh as or being his counselor, hath taught him, with whom doth he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of the judgment, and taught him the knowledge, and showed unto him the way of the understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as a nothing, and they are counted unto him less than nothing, and vanity unto whom then were you like the Yahweh? Or what lightness were you compare unto him? For the workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with the gold, and casteth a silver chain. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation, chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman for the preparing of a graven image that shall never be moved. Those who are ignorant of the Yahweh shall liken him unto something, but the great question is, under what are we likening him unto? To something low that is no comparison of him. Isaiah 40, 21 to 26. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as a grasshopper that stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yes, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stocks shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as a stubble. Unto whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by the number? He calls them all by their names, by the greatness of his might, so that he is a strong power, for that he is is strong in the power, not one faileth. Oh, how great a Yahweh is, our Yahweh is, and how so we are to grasp his promises. How slow we are to let him take full charge of us, just as he had charge of the stars. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over from my Yahweh? Obviously, let's do that again. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Yahshua the Son, and my judgment is passed over by my Father Yahweh? Obviously, the Father Yahweh's people are mistaken concerning the knowledge of their ways. Isaiah 40, verse 28-31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Father, Yahweh, Yahshua the Son, as the co-creators of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of their understanding, the Father and the Son. He giveth power unto the faint, and unto them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Yahshua shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with their wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These verses explain that the Yahweh's people need to know all these things before they earn the right to walk into his holy kingdom, the everlasting kingdom of David that is set up here on this earth, starting right here in the Texas. And what a wonderful privilege is ours if we that wait on the Yeshua, if we but remain true and faithful unto His word, that's John 15:10. Yeshua told the disciples, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. So it says, we shall renew our strength like the eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. That is a great and dreadful day of the Yeshua fast approaching. And as we are already told what to do to make ready, we need not be found wanting. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from the heaven. Yea, the Yeshua shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps. Psalms 85:9-12. What a comforting message that is. Any wonder why the Almighty, that's the Almighty referring to the Father, urgently commands, comfort ye, comfort ye, my people. End of volume 1 of Tommy Greene's number 36. We'll go on into number 37. It says, the end of your long and trying journey is our title for that. That was text of address, Beatty Hall of April 19, 1947. And it says, our subject for this afternoon is found in the 51st chapter of the Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. It says, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Now he says, only those that follow after righteousness, Yeshua is asking them to hearken unto him. Ye that seek the Yeshua, look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and unto the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you, Isaiah 51:1-2. Okay. End of volume 1 of Atomic Greens, number 36. I know. Dwelling in beautiful land.
How holy the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth and vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that ever shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I am dwelling in your land, far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating. Sons of men and God alone, the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of Yah's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, take your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. preaching at the fountain at every southern dry, just a feasting on the manor from a back before set by, for I am dwelling in good old land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their car cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by your hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's not can harm me. I'm safe forever in your land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky, drinking at the fountain. Never shall I go, yes, I'm feasting on the manor, on a bountiful supply, for I'm dwelling in beautiful land. Here and here the works of Yah are sent in contemplation. Here and now His blessed voice, I see the way He plans. Good and in the spirit here I learn it through salvation. Gladly will I tell thee the beautiful land. I'm living on the fountain, underneath the cloudless sky, drinking at the fountain, but never shall I dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manor, on the bounty for supply, for I am